In Parshas Truma, the pasuk says, "V'hanesim hevias avnei hashoyim." The Nesim donated these precious stones to the Mishkan. And the question is, the Torah first lists the donations of gold and silver and copper and wool. If the avnei hashoyim is the most valuable item, why is it listed last? Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, how did the Nesim acquire these precious stones? So he quotes an amazing Medrash that says, when the Nesim's portion of mon fell from heaven, inside their package of mon contained the avnei hashoyim ve'avnei melum. So the people who donated the other items, where did they get it from? They got it from Mitzrayim. They earned it from all those years of effort and adversity. They were donating the results of their struggle and hard work. However, the Nesim, even though the avnei hashoyim were a very precious gift, and it was much more valuable than wool and linen and even gold, but it lacked that element of effort and Mesiras Nefesh. Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, this teaches us a life lesson. Hashem values and cherishes what we work for and our struggles much more than what we achieve without effort. And that is why these jewels, even though monetarily it was the most valuable, but in the eyes of Hashem, were considered the least valuable. And that is why it is listed last. Reb Leibel Eger asks a very interesting question. After Yaakov Avini concluded his battle with the Sar Shel Esav, he tells Yaakov, you will no longer be called Yaakov. Your new name will be Yisrael. Why? Kisarisa. Because you battled with an angel, Vatuchel, and you prevailed. So the name Yisrael and Kal Yisrael is rooted in the word Sarisa. And the question is, shouldn't our name be rooted in the word Batuchal to symbolize victory? Isn't winning the battle a greater acclaim? Says Rav Leibel Eger, the end result, the victory itself, is a gift from Hashem. This is not what Yaakov achieved on his own. His accomplishment was that he kept on fighting. He never gave up. He kept on battling all night long. It is the Sarisa that is noteworthy. His tenacity, his relentless struggle against the powers of evil. And that is why we will forever be known as Bnei Yisrael, from the word Sarisa, because we fought and we battled. Throughout the generations, we never back down from a battle. We are by nature a nation of fighters. They attack us from the north, they attack us from the south, they hit us with missiles and with rockets. Over the years, many countries have sought our annihilation. But we don't give an inch. We are the Am Kshei Oref. It's in our DNA. So we are called Yisrael, because we battle back. We get knocked down, but we get right back up. We stand strong with unwavering amunah. So our battles are what shall be praised. It is not about the victory. The victory is from Hashem. It's about having the resolve and the conviction to fight. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra. In Yiddishkeit, it's the effort and the struggle that matters, not achievement. Hashem rewards your toil and your amelus. Results are in the hands of Hashem. A person can thus succeed by winning a moral struggle, even if there are no tangible results. Because effort is difficult to quantify, and that is why in our materialistic world, we tend to disregard its value. Reb Noach Weinberg Zatzal once offered a beautiful parable. Let's say you're watching two people compete in a 100-meter dash. One runs a world record time of 8.9 seconds, and the other crosses the finish line in 45 seconds. So who attained success? The record breaker, of course. Except that the one who clocked in at 45 seconds developed polio as a child and was unable to walk until she was 14 years old and had invested years of painful and grueling exercises until she was finally able to start running. So now, who truly attained success? We can never judge success because we never know what circumstances people have to deal with. Unfortunately, this message is somewhat lost on some of today's educators. We reward and heap accolades on high achievers and ignore the children that produce average or mediocre grades, despite the fact that they put forth far greater effort. And as a result, they forget the basic principle that it is the very struggle that is precious in the eyes of Hashem. And that should be our vision of success as well. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.